Episode 144, The Heart of the Tongue.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Guess what? Yes, we have a microphone. I am so super, 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 super excited. And it's our chat time. Yes, are you ready? Are you on fire? I am ignited. The heart of the tongue. That is what we're talking about. And I can't even talk fast enough. I am so thrilled about this one. I went back and forth going, is this going to be a confession one? Is this going to be just kind of a general, you know, where we're teaching and learning and we can express ourselves? Really wasn't sure where to go with this. So stay tuned. I think you really, really will get some amazing joy out of this and can learn something and take it with you to really enhance your life, which that's what we want to do, right? We want to create our best selfie. That's what we're here for. So I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everybody around the world. If you are new and joining us, I am excited that you've joined the revolution. You are here to become your best selfie, to continue to work on being who God created you to be, because you were created on purpose with a purpose. And that just sends chills down my spine. I don't know about yours, but it's sending them down me. And so I love those chilly experiences. And we are going to set one off today. We're going to start with an absolute great, great quote here. It's from me. So I guess it's great, but not really. What your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. What your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. You all know that when I went through my tornado, and you can read some of my story. You can go to createyournow.com and you can click on the About Me section and you can read a little bit of my story and my journey there. Yes, you're learning it through my podcast, but if you're one who likes to read too, go on over there and check it out. But in that tornado of my life and looking back, I realized even at a very, very young age, even way before I was married, that I was very quick-tempered. I wouldn't necessarily say I always have an anger issue, but I was very much out there. I had no problem speaking my mind. The crazy thing is, though, sometimes the tongue would start before the heart connected to it. And the heart of the tongue, when you think about it, that is something that is so precious. The heart of the tongue can cut, can either destroy or build up. It can tear down, okay? It can totally implode on someone. And I know when I started going through my tornado after being married and having children, and I started really reflecting on my journey and where I was coming from, I began to realize that there was a disconnect between my actual tongue and my heart. What I felt, what I believed, didn't necessarily come out the right way. Some of that was just because I was so quick to speak. It was just like, okay, I'm just gonna let it come. And that can be really, really terrible on relationships. It can hurt your children. And not only that, you're passing that down to them because you're role modeling it, right? They pick up on these traits. And so as I was going through and I was really reflecting on me and what I was doing, my actions, what I had control over, God revealed to me that the heart of the tongue is so important. And what your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. I found myself looking back going, there were times that I would be quote unquote sarcastic and I would say things. Okay, so come on, think about it. Think about something you've said to your spouse, all right? To your girlfriend or boyfriend, to your partner, okay? Think about what you have said. And when you really think about why you said it, even though you're being sarcastic, you really meant it, okay? Think about it with your siblings, your own family, not your children, but your own siblings. If you're an only child, then think about your parents. How is that relationship? Did you say things sarcastically that really, honestly, you really meant, but you tried to let it roll, but it was your way of dealing with the situation. What your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. I really believe that. And I know when I personally, I mean, this was a personal journey for me. This was something that I walked through. And I was like, you know what? This mouth that I have needs to reflect the heart that I have. And it wasn't like it was all the time. No, it wasn't. Because, oh my goodness, I am not necessarily, quote unquote, a bad person. You know, I'm using these circumstances and I'm combining them all into one thing. And this happened over many of years. Okay. So no, and same with you. Just because you're looking at these and you're pinpointing these situations, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. That doesn't mean you have a bad heart. What it means, though, is that you're looking at yourself going, you know what? I can improve on this. This isn't the way God created me to be. This isn't what I want to be known as. This is not the legacy I want to leave. I don't want to pass this down to my children as they're watching me. I want their heart to be full by the sweet words that come from my heart instead of lashing out just because I'm tired, lashing out because, oh, something didn't go right at work, lashing out because we got an extra bill that we weren't expecting. They got the brunt of the blow. That's not fair. What your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. So where is your heart? Does your tongue match your heart? Think about situations that you've been in. I can remember sarcastically speaking, okay, in this situation when I was a single married mother. And I say single married mother because I was married, okay, so I had my husband. I was a mother. I had children up to five, depending upon the time frame. And I was single, though. People are like, well, why do you throw single in there? Because I could not rely on my husband's schedule. He was furthering his career, his education, and that was really the priority. And I was the one who was left with the babies. And I felt at times very alone, that I was doing it all myself. And I wasn't getting much help. Now, there was not a jealousy factor involved in that. I very much 110, 120, 200% supported what he did. Okay? That was very important to me. And so that sacrifice was not an issue. But what I do know is that when he would come home and he would make a comment about the house not being picked up or whatever, I would make a sarcastic comment. You know, comment like, well, you know, if I actually had some help around here, and all the little ones are five and under and only they make more messes, they can pick up little things, but they're not doing the dishes and the laundry and vacuuming and dusting. They can only do so much when they're young. I would make sarcastic comments and I just kind of jokingly did it instead of actually having the conversation saying, I could really use your help for maybe 30 minutes if you could spare it. That would give me a break. That's what my heart needs. That's what my body needs. But instead, I would just make a sarcastic comment, flip it, right? Just kind of like, oh yeah, whatever, toss it, kind of hoping deep down, subconsciously, that he would catch it. He would not. And so what did that do? That built up anger, resentment, eventually bitterness. I mean, it just grows into something that it shouldn't be. Instead of me looking at it going, this is what my heart is telling me. My tongue needs to connect to it. But it wasn't that. It was just easier to kind of be flippant and okay and toss it out there, hoping because I just didn't want to deal with it directly. Looking back, I could have done things a lot differently. What about you? What are some of those comments that you make at work? What are some of those comments you make to your family? Maybe even to your children. Maybe even to your grandchildren. Yeah, grandmas, I'm telling you, your children, your grandchildren are watching you. They hear every single word you say. They watch what you do. And that impression, what you think you're saying, what your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh.
they'll get those flippant statements. It doesn't pass them. So where is your heart and how is it connected to your tongue? What is your heart of the tongue? Do you have it really connected where it needs to be? Is it formulated right to where, oh, it's no easy, it's easy peasy basically? Or is it something that you're like, gosh, it just, these things rub me the wrong way and I can catch myself in these particular circumstances? And usually, if you look through all the circumstances, we're doing it to the ones we love the most. That's what hurts. It's not the strangers on the street that we'll never probably see again or cross paths. Oh, we're sweet to them. We put our best foot forward there. You know, it's kind of like dating, right? You put your best foot forward when you're dating, but oh man, you say I do, and all that armor comes down. And it's like, whoa, what was that? I didn't see that one coming. Yeah. The heart of the tongue. So where are you with your heart of the tongue? Is it something that you could work on and improve on? I know for me, I'm always striving to. I always make sure it's something that I do within my own journaling, that I go back through, and as I meet people or if I say things, I'll go back and play it in my head going, how could I have said this differently? Now, I don't always understand the responses, okay, and the expectations of what I have on people based on what I say and do. I don't have control over that. But if I do think it's something that I could change it, my tone, how loud I am, because I could be very, very boisterous. I could be very, very passionate. Yes, I can, ask my husband, which means I'm very, very loud. And for some people, that scares them out of their mind. And they think you're yelling all the time. You're like, I'm not yelling at you. If you want me yelling, oh, you're going to hear five houses down when I'm yelling. So the impressions you can't control, but you can control how you sound, the tone of your voice, your expressions that you give, the way you look, how you come across and stand. Are you pointing your finger? Now you may say, how is this really the heart of the tongue? Because when you say it, that is what they see. That is what they hear, the mind, body, and the spirit. What your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. So what is your heart full of? And is it connected to your tongue? That's really, really the main question here. Okay, so you say, I want to work on it, Christiane. I want to make this part of it better. Because as moms, we are challenged. We are challenged at work. We're challenged in the home. We're challenged by our husband. We are challenged, challenged, challenged. And that usually means the older we get, the shorter tempered we become. We are so quick to be angered. We are so quick to respond. And we snap. And we become like a snapping turtle. Pop, 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 pop. You don't want to be a snapping turtle, right? What is the legacy that you want to pass on to your children, to your grandchildren? How do you want to be a role model to the people and the world that you come in contact with? So here's your kiss. Did you catch it? I hope you caught it. The keep it simple strategy. Here we go. It's spots. Spots. That's it. Now, this actually came from, I'm going to break it down for you, but this came from gymnastics, okay? So, and cheerleading. You know, when you're learning something new in gymnastics or cheerleading, you have spotters, correct? And so they sit there and they make sure when you're doing a particular jump or if you're doing a, you know, a move, you're doing a fly, something high in the sky, whatever, you've got spotters on the ground as a just-in-caser, right? Okay, so this kind of comes from that whole point of it, that Jesus Christ is our spotter, okay? So SPOTS stands for this, and all you have to do is remember SPOTS. Stop, process, observe, think, and speak. SPOTS. Stop, process, observe, think, speak. I love it. Five. Okay, here we go. We're going to break it down. Number one for spots is stop. Literally stop. Breathe. okay? Especially with your children. Oh my goodness, sometimes it's you who needs to go into timeout. I'm serious. And I've been there. And I've put myself in timeout. And the kids, when I first started doing it many, 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 many years ago, since my children are getting much older now, yeah, they kind of thought, they kind of giggled. But then they began to appreciate it because it allowed me that time, that moment to spot, okay, to literally stop and to go through the rest of it. Number two, process. That's why I put myself in timeout. I can process. Whew. So much better. You're not snapping just to snap. You're not just speaking off of the tongue. You're really beginning to think what your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. Number three, observe. You're going to be in different situations. With your children, some things you may have to act literally immediately upon. Now, this seems like a process, a long thing you're going to go through. It's not. At first, maybe when you're actually working on it, it's going to take some energy and it may seem like an eternity, like it'll be all of 30 seconds. But then when it's actually in play, full play, you don't realize you're doing it and you've practiced it so much, you're talking milliseconds. I mean, you got it down and it just, and you're done. It's awesome, okay? So number three is observe. What is the situation that you're in? It allows you to actually begin to what? Connect your heart with your tongue. You begin to put it all together. You see what's going on the other side. You try to put yourself in their shoes. You're not quick to judge. You're not quick to be angered. You're not quick to snap. Number four is to think. Think about it. Formulate what you are going to say. What your heart is full of, the tongue speaketh. If you are still full of anger, you probably should not move to step number five. You probably still need some distance. Have you ever had that friend or that boss that is really, you know what, it really just made you so angry, you could just scream and you would say a few words if you could. And I don't speak that language, but you know what I'm talking about, right? And you're just so infuriated. When you're in that position, you're not thinking straight. So moving to step number five would only be a hazard. So that think, you may actually be stuck on there for a day or so. How many of you have typed an email out or typed a text and not pressed send? Because you just had to get something out and down on paper. And then you came back to it and you read it and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I did not send that. Uh-huh. See, these steps help us. So when you come to step four, think, if you're not in the right frame of mind of where you're connecting the heart of the tongue to your direct heart, we better stop. And you need to go backwards again. Maybe you need to go back and stop, you know, be stuck on observe for a little while. You may need to go back to pee and process it a little bit more. Obviously, number five is speak. The heart of the tongue. That's when the grace, the mercy, the love. There's no harder thing than a mom having to discipline her child. And that consistency is so very important. And I bring this up because a lot of the times moms, we're there. We're kind of the first responders on the scene, right? Yeah, we're the 911 callers. Why that is, and if it's not, then make sure daddy listens to this episode because then they're the first responders. But it's real important to have consistency for those children. And when we do that, and we're always trying to discipline them, what happens is what? Our patience gets shorter and shorter and shorter. When our patience gets shorter and shorter and shorter, the heart of the tongue becomes a disconnect again. And whoa, we're digging a deeper hole than what we really need to be digging with our children. And we're hurting feelings and we're creating unnecessary wounds instead of actually teaching them. That also happens with age. Why? Well, we get older. When you get older, you get less patient. When you get older, you get wiser, and you expect, there's another big word again, you expect everyone to be able to know already what you know, but that's not the case. They haven't walked in your shoes. So when you look at this, the heart of the tongue, use your spots. Use your spots. Stop, process, observe, think, and speak. You can use this in all facets of your life. The heart of the tongue then will no longer be disconnected with your heart. You'll be able to speak from love and grace and mercy as God has created us to do. Now, even with that, as disciplinarians, moms, okay, sometimes we have to be firm. And guess what? That's okay. And that's needed. You got to be consistent. You got to follow through. But you don't have to attack them and hurt them on the emotional side, where all it is leaving the heart to bleed. And it's not teaching them anything. It's not about tearing down. The heart of the tongue is to build up. It's to support. It's to love with the grace and mercy that God has given us. So I challenge you to go out and use spots. Go out and change the world. Be your best selfie so you create other best selfies. Because I promise you, those little ones, all of the little ones are watching you. Whether they're your children or not, you got little ones watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Your coworkers are watching you. Go out and make a difference in the world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.